So what are you keeping? Do you have a hiding place? A safe spot where your important valuables are guarded for safekeeping? What is it that you has you convinced that it's so safe? Is it in a box that's protected, in a building with alarms? And is it because you've placed a value on the reliability of the institution keeping it? Is it in something fireproof? You know, it's not uncommon. Actually, it's very common for a lot of people to try and keep things safe. We keep money, we keep valuables, important papers. We put them in safe places so we can either hold on to them for future use, or our heirs can find them maybe, or to protect them, or both, or for a variety of reasons. Obviously, we consider it to be something of value. You know, when I was young, I can remember trying to keep things that I thought were valuable, and I didn't want anybody else to find them or use them, and maybe even to this day, I try to keep certain things, certain places, someplace, where hopefully I can find them later, and that's the challenge, I guess, these days, is just to remember where you put those things. But I put them there to be safe, so that they will be undisturbed. You know, a few years ago, my son Josh and I, along with a number of other people, hosted by a brother in Christ, Bob Falk, attended a four-day firearms instruction seminar in Pahrump, Nevada, called FrontSight. Over the 4 days, they taught basic firearm safety skills and as needed, more advanced skills. And then at the end of the conclusion of the 4 days, they made available another 4 to 6 hour training session that would enable a person to qualify for what they call a concealed carry permit, which was recognized in 42 different states. Recently, reflecting upon the experience, it caused me to think of the spiritual weapons that we have at our disposal. And that's why tonight I've entitled this sharing, Spiritual Concealed Carry. A lot of times you'll see people who are specially recognized to watch over or protect something. The weapons they carry display a lot of authority. We call them government agents, police, armed guards, true. People become very wary and they become very respectful if they see a person with a weapon. And many times, even in the negative sense, you know, a lot of foolish criminals have used the threat of a firearm to get what they want. But look, we have authority too. And we can't allow the enemy to disarm us. Our mission is to allow spiritual things to be kept and to be guarded and then utilized at just the right time. We have been given by the grace of God and through the work of Jesus Christ a concealed weapons permit, a concealed carry license that has been issued for a lifetime. And we didn't even have to go to school for it. We were qualified through the work of our brother Jesus Christ. Spirit you can't see. It's not like we're wearing it out there on a belt, on our holster. We see it when we speak in tongues. We see it when we manifest the Spirit of God. But for the most part, it's concealed. You know, many times in God's Word, there's a relationship that's given between being kept and being guarded. A great example is in Isaiah 26:3, a familiar verse where it says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee." Well, the Amplified version of that verse says, "You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace whose mind is stayed on you." The connection between that fact that keeping and guarding, really, really interesting. In Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Keep thy heart with all the diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." There's that word again, keep. Well, in New Living Translation, it says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." Get the point? Get the picture? If we think of something being guarded, if we take it down and have it put in a safety deposit box that's in a bank in a locked vault with armed guards standing around it, the likelihood of somebody getting to it is very minimal. And this is what the Bible says about us. We are to keep, we are to guard our hearts. That from whence the issues of life proceed. To go on in that New Living Translation, it said, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. That is something that's really worth keeping safe, keeping guarded, keeping watch over. You know, we were kept, too, by Jesus. We were guarded by Jesus. And I know that because it talks about it in John chapter 17, verses 11 and 12. And I quote, now I am no more in this world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. When I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Now, in another translation, that word kept is the word guard. For I am no longer in the world, they are in the world, but I am coming to you. Holy Father, guard them by the power of your name, which you have given to me, so that they may be one just as we are. When I was with them, I guarded them by the power of your name, which was given to me. Yes, I kept watch over them, and not one of them was destroyed. Boy, what a mind picture. What an incredible reality that our lives have been protected. Our lives have been guarded. Our lives have been kept secure. Let's say the Scott Powell song, Safe Evermore. We have a spiritual concealed carry license that enables us to keep things safe within us, gives us tremendous power, tremendous authority in a variety of life situations, that we can allow spiritual things to be kept guarded in that spiritual package, and then right when they're needed, right at the right time, they're exercised, they come out. Another great verse is in Philippians 4:7, following the classic verse about being anxious for nothing. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In the New King James, it says, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will, guess what, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That peace that we receive, that peace that we received at the time of the new birth, it's guarding our heart. It's protecting it. It's overshadowing it. It's watching out for it. It's keeping it safe. Let's see. And finally, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, great section of the scripture, says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And again, another version comparison with the ESV, English Standard Version, says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Oh my gosh, how incredible is this? That we are in such a phenomenal place and we've received the concealed carry membership, the license, the reality, the entity of the spiritual package of Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That spiritual, yes, it's concealed, but we have the enablement, working in partnership with God, to exercise our authority when and if it's needed, and to release the power that's been given to us. We've been given tremendous, tremendous authority, and we received it inherently when we were born again. That's when we got our concealed carry license, spiritually. You know, God has watched over his word, and he's watched over our lives, especially so that now, today, in this world, in this administration, we can exercise authority with confidence. The weapons that you have and I have, they're not visible like a gun on a holster, but it's there. It's concealed in you. It's concealed in me. We have our concealed carry permit, our license to operate, our license to function legally. And wherever we go, it goes with us. You know, there's a great verse in closing I'd like to share in Isaiah 54:17. That's kind of a classic, I guess, if you will. And it says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon is formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn." Oh my gosh, what are you keeping? Do you have a hiding place? We go to great lengths in the material world to make sure that our things are well taken care of. How about spiritually? You've been given everything that there is to receive. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, a great teacher of the Bible said, you've already got it. You've got it. You don't have to get more. We just learn to appropriate what we've already been given by exercising faith. See? Boy, it's really something. So let's move forward. Let's utilize and let's be aware of what we have so graciously been given. Heavenly Father, thank you for your loving grace. Thank you, Father, that we have an awakening here, that we got our concealed carry permit license spiritually the second we were born again. And that, Father, we look forward to opportunities to utilize it and to see the power of God manifested, that you get the glory, God. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.